The Farmer from Herefordshire Law Archives, read by David Warnes, music by Branchline. I'm Robert Bellamy, that's the farming family name. The first Bellamys came in 16-something. You know much Fawley Chapel? Have you been there? There's no end of Bellamys buried there, you know. In the church there's a stone underneath the carpet, which is 16-something, and that's maybe the first Bellamy. I joined up in 1914, the First World War, you see. I wasn't 20, I was 18. Some of us got together, you see, because in those days, if you went to Ross Market, for instance, and you weren't in uniform, you were given a white feather. So some of us got together, and we went ahead, and we joined up, three or four of us, I don't know, probably went in the train from Fawley. There were plenty of trains then. Anyway, we went to join up at Hereford to the barracks right down at the bottom of St Owen Street on the right-hand side. We joined the South Wales Mounted Brigade Field Ambulance, you see. We thought we should be away for about a month, you know. A month-long spree, as you might say. That's what we thought. Instead of that, we were away for 4.5 years. There used to be about a dozen on the farm then, something like that. There was a wagoner, which was the chief horseman, you know, the wagoner. Then there was another one, and a boy, that would be three. There was a shepherd, and a cowman, and a couple of general workmen or three, you see. And then, 1914, the First World War, see, broke out. I was put in the field ambulances. All horses, no motors, of course. There were no cars around here. I ended up in Egypt. We had a tough time, really. When we were coming back from Egypt, we came to the south of Italy, to Brindisi, and it was terribly cold. There were icicles inside the sheds. We were absolutely perished, you know. And then we were put in trucks to come up to Le Havre, through the Alps, all up there. We were about 40 in a truck, with all our kit, rifles and the damn lot. Some of the fellows were terribly ill. Some of them died on the way up, you know. I survived, and we got to, I suppose we got to Southampton. I forget now. And then I landed back here on the train, back at Fawley. I remember getting out at the station. I remember I got here about lunchtime, and they thought I was a ghost, really. My sister met me, and the old man was there as well, but he got on a train and went to Ross. He was off to market. I think they had a party at King's Capel to celebrate the end of the war, you know. Old Pritchard was at the Lion then, and I think they had a sort of a supper or something. I couldn't go because I had that awful Spanish flu. I nearly died. Reverend Whitehouse, his son was killed in the war. And the Cartwrights, there were two brothers. There was a brewer, I think, a brewer, and a clerk. Humphrey Brandon Jones's brother Richard, he won the VC. Who else was there? Oh, I forget. I can't remember. In those days, you see, it wasn't like it is now. There wasn't the attention, was there? You just died. And that was it.